I started the study of new parents back in 2008, and one of my graduate students was really forward-thinking and thought to include some questions for the new parents about their use of Facebook, which was just becoming more popular at that time.
Who were the women in your study?
These women were part of dual career couples. They had worked full time prior to the birth of their child and also returned to work full time after the birth of their child. They were mostly married. About 15% of them were cohabiting with their partners, but they were pretty highly educated, high socioeconomic status.
And generally, what did you find?
We generally found that some women were more drawn to a lot of Facebook activity after their babies were born than other moms. And those were moms that tended to have very high expectations for parenting. They were very perfectionistic. And in particular, they felt that other people, that society would hold them to really high standards for parenting. And we also found that mothers who used Facebook more to show off their new babies had identities that were really defined by motherhood, that motherhood was a very central part of their identity.
How about the frequency with which these moms posted? Did that have anything to do with what you found?
Yes. So when mothers were more perfectionistic about parenting and when they had higher maternal identity confirmation, meaning they sought validation for their identities as mothers, they reported posting more frequently than other mothers. And those, and in turn, posting more frequently was associated with a slight elevation in depressive symptoms across the first 9 months of parenthood.
So could this be correlated with postpartum depression, or was it not quite that serious?
Generally, levels of depression in our sample were pretty mild. So I would hesitate to say that this is, you know, that many of these women had postpartum depression, but it was associated with elevated levels of depressive symptoms.
Did your findings differentiate, say, from any other group, say teenagers or people who maybe feel that they don't fit into their social circles?
No, not necessarily. We really focused on the new mother's use of Facebook. In a prior study that we published, we also included the fathers in our sample because all of our couples were mother-father couples. But we focused on the mothers in this particular piece because they reported using Facebook more frequently. And they also reported that they were the ones in their new family primarily responsible for sort of managing their child's Facebook presence.
Did you do any kind of follow-up after these moms returned to work? Was their perspective about Facebook changed in any way?
Followed up the sample, but we haven't specifically asked them about Facebook use again.
What were you most surprised about in terms of what you found?
I think the finding I thought was most interesting was that mothers for whom their identity as mothers was central to them and they sought validation for their roles as mothers were more likely to have ever featured their child, their baby, in their Facebook profile picture, which is pretty much the Facebook, you know, incarnation of one's identity. That's how you portray your identity on Facebook. And so that just had a lot of face validity to me as being a mother and a Facebook user and seeing, you know, new moms post pictures. You know, it's not their picture, it's a picture of their baby, or sometimes it's a picture of their baby, them and their baby. But still, that is sort of just a very obvious manifestation of the centrality of motherhood for some moms.
Sarah Shoppy Sullivan, thank you so much for talking with us this afternoon.
Thank you.